Hello everyone, it's another episode presented by your boy, Travis Torrance. I guess today's topic is it's always a whole bunch of things we can talk about. I guess like the one thing that gets my mind is about like love. You know, St. Patrick's Day, people out getting drunk, trying to fuck. I can say fuck on it, right? Trying to have sex with another person that they find attractive. And I got an Instagram account, and like I follow a couple people, and the one thing that kills me a lot of times when I look at their stuff, like they always post them like, why can't I find this type of love, why can't I get this type of love? And then like, you know, some dudes will ask questions. They'll be like, you know, what are you doing wrong? You know, it's out there. And the first thing they respond with is the most pessimistic shit ever. I'm rambling like I'm drunk. I'm just really high. most negative shit I ever seen. Alright? And it's that, why I do this? I meet a different guy every week, but they never stay around. And to be honest, a lot of questions with that. It's like, you meet a dude every week? Are you meeting these dudes in the same spot? Or what's the case? What's going on? Like, what you doing? Like, how you mean a dude every week and ain't lasting? Obviously, something is being done wrong here. You know, that's what's killing me. And then I think it's another thing we need to talk about. Like this is the year of the big girls. BBW. But I think we need to establish something. BBW doesn't mean the same to every individual. Damn. Yeah, BBW does not mean the same to every individual. Like, it doesn't. It doesn't. Every it comes back down to beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And the way you represent yourself, it's gonna make people look at you a certain way, whether that's negative or positive. And I honestly feel there's more of opportunity when you look at yourself in a positive image, others will reflect on that. Like your positivity will reflect onto others. And they'll be like, oh, this person, look at the way this person walks. Look at the way this person like is genuinely happy. There's nothing wrong with smiling. There's nothing wrong with smiling. Like, I don't care if there's people that's gonna tell you like, I don't need a smile for anybody. That means they got some fucking issues. All right, there's nothing wrong with smiling. You don't have to smile all the time, but there's nothing wrong with smiling. Smiling is a compliment. It's a compliment not only towards you but to society. And granted, there's a lot of things not to smile about, but the world the way it is. But let's be real here. You're not doing anything to change that. Most people aren't. Majority of people aren't. The few that are, they're doing it, and a lot of times there's a motive to why they're doing it. Everybody has an agenda. You just got to make sure that agenda falls in line with yours. But there's nothing wrong with being positive. And I think a lot of times with these girls who are having issues with love, it's like, and I can't talk for everybody. I can only talk for myself. From my position of when I was younger, not like I'm old, but when I was young and I was dating, you know, I had a genuine idea of romance. I was very romantic. Like, I was meeting girls, like taking them to bars, like taking them like what I thought was romantic to do. And 9 out of 10, you know, it didn't necessarily always go my way. You know, a lot of times the dude who was confident in his ability and didn't spend money got the girl. And that leaves a little bitter taste on certain individuals. It does. It makes a lot of guys. Honestly, it's what makes guys turn into dogs. Because when guys see that dogs are winning, it's like, why should I still be a nice guy? I mean, granted, there are some nice guys that win, but I look like this: the nice guy who has like who you think is winning, like you like he his woman is a saying this or doing that, I promise you, there's a catch to it. There's always a catch. Like guys who got a woman that walks all over them, or who punks them, or he says like she's a strong, independent woman, or anything like that. It's the same as women who got like certain guys that I look at like as demeaning characteristics, like you demeaning your partner. There's people that do that. And they'll say like, oh no, that's not them demeaning me. Like you would think it's demeaning, but it's really just them being strong, as they would say. And there's a catch to it. It's always a catch to it. Like to each individual, however they live life. But you know, I have to live my life the way I want to, and I go by what I've seen and how I respond, how things have been responding. But I guess like to get back to the point of with love and everything, like it really comes down to physical appearance. It really does. Like if you're attracted to this guy, and let's say like you can be a bigger girl, you can be a really really skinny girl, if he's not attracted to you, that's like, if he's not, he can still be like attracted to you sexually, like oh, I can do this in this space. And honestly, it's kind of weird, because like if they can do that in that space, it's like their comfort zone. Like I can do this. This is my comfort zone. I can do this. Like a like safe space kind of mindset. I can do this in my safe space. But he didn't want everybody in the public to see it, because it brings in more questions. It brings in more stares. And it brings in a mindset towards it. Because it brings up to like, what's this mindset of himself? How highly does he think of himself, to where he doesn't want to be seen with you out in public? And that brings in a problem, you know. That can make people feel uncomfortable, you know. But it also brings in another question to me. I always wanted this. How long can a guy do that? How long can a guy go out with a girl to where she's okay not being seen in public with him? Like, how long? And that always bugged me a lot of times. Like, if you talk to a person, and it's not just guys. Girls have the same thing. I'm pretty sure girls got it too. They got some dude, or they got something that they can, you know, like, this is my playful plaything. Keep it under wraps, you know. It's some good dick. There's some good pussy. You know, it's everyone has their little thing, you know. I'm pretty sure guys who are into guys have that kind of thing too, you know. I don't want anybody to see me with this person. But it's like, how long can you get away with that? You know, like some people can accept it, like, oh, this is what it is, I accept it for that. But for others, you know, like how do they deal with that? And I guess that's something I always question, because I can't think for everybody else. We all can't think for each other. We can try to persuade others to be on our side, because we're like-minded. But everyone is an individual. Everyone thinks differently. And we look at others as goals. We look at another's experience or life. We judge it and we reflect on it. That's something that we want too. So I guess like, I would say like if you're having a problem with love, look at what you want and see if, I won't even say if, because you would need to change something. Like if you're not getting something in your response, there's something you need to change. If there's a type of guy you want, and you're not getting that, you're not getting him to stick around, and let's say you are a bigger person, you need to lose weight. Because if he thinks of himself a certain way, he will leave you for the next thing that he thinks is better for him, lustful-wise. Because lust is very powerful. I always say this to everybody, and this is the one thing I believe. Relationships are 70% sex and 30% everything else. Now, the 70% sex is everything sexual regarding you and that person. How you look, how you respond, how you talk to them, how you make them feel about themselves. Like I said, you can be a big girl and a guy can be madly in love with you, but if you don't have that confidence about it, he is not going to see, he's not going to respond to it, and he will respond to it, but it's not going to be the way that you want. It's not. And it's going to lead to infidelity, it's going to lead to short-term relationships. And that's really what it is. That's what really what happens. You got to believe in yourself. You believe in yourself, you're going to eat healthier. It'll change your life, to change your body, and you'll get the person you want. Like, you got to cut shit out. Cut McDonald's, Burger King, Krispy Kreme, Starbucks. I know a lot of you motherfuckers eat Starbucks. Drink Starbucks. You got to cut that shit out, too. You got to. And once you change things in your life, you'll start seeing the difference in how things are coming towards you. I know they I've been hearing a lot of times people saying they pushing towards, or men can't approach women or anything. And I don't necessarily think that's true. I think that's just a certain parts of the country, culture wise. Because I'm pretty sure people still hit on people. It's just that, like, I think it comes down to, like, how badly you want it. How sexually are you attracted to the person that hit on them to say something? And rejection is a factor. You know, a lot of people are scared of rejection. But you got to get over that shit. Like, women, you can hit on men. There's nothing wrong with hitting on men. So think about it. If someone tells you that you shouldn't hit on men, just look at them. Look at what they got. Because a lot of times people that tell you that you shouldn't do something, they're not doing good themselves. So that's the last person you should listen to. Like seriously. But women, you can hit on men. There's nothing wrong with hitting on men. Honestly, women, you have an 80% higher chance of getting with that guy than the opposite. Because that guy is more nervous to hit on you because of rejection and how you may come across it. But he's not going to feel that way if you approach him. He's not. He's not going to feel that way. Like, you approach a guy, they're going to be smiling like, oh man, that girl hit on me. So you going to call her? Yeah, maybe. I mean, girls do the same thing. Yeah, maybe. I might not. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how girls think, but I'm pretty sure the same mindset, same thought process. You know, we all pick and choose, you know, on what we want. Like, you meet this guy, you meet two guys the same night, you're gonna pick and choose which one you want. Just find out, you know, one didn't last. I seen it before though. I seen it before with friends and their dating experience, where one girl, you know, you got a plan. Because we all been in that situation, I believe. We all been in that situation where, like, you're supposed to meet up with a girl. And shit, you were excited for that day, but it didn't plan out. And you're like, yo, what the fuck happened? And it's crazy because back then you wouldn't trip off. Because, like, you know, anything could have happened. You could have got in a car accident, a family emergency. The courtesy is to call that person and let them know that, hey, something came up. But a lot of times that doesn't happen. And social media lets you know what really happened. That they got back with a person and they hooked up with this person. And that turns to a little bit of stalkerish. Yeah, whatever you say. Look, stalking to me is like you actually know a motherfucker and you watching that motherfucker. Yeah. So still comes down to I forgot what I was talking about. Yeah, I forgot what I was talking about. I got interrupted, but I believe I was on the subject of changing who you are to get what you need, and that's something you have to do. And it comes down to confidence. You gotta believe in yourself, and you'll get what you want. You'll get what you want. Like, seriously. Oh yeah, I know what I was talking about. Yeah, so, like, and you know, social media allows that to, you see that. You see that. You see what happened on social media. Now, this person got back with person. Now, don't take that as like, oh, there's no hope for love. Take that as knowledge and learning into the strategy. That way, like, you can assess what a person's about to do. You know? I've done it plenty of times where you supposed to hang out with one chick, and one chick you really want call you up like, oh shit, fuck yeah. And it's like, I gotta come up with something. I'm like, I'm sick. But they always throw it in like, do you want some soup? Like, I feel like when a girl do that, like, damn, this might be the one. Cause the other chick, usually the chick you really want ain't gonna be the one to do no shit like that. It's usually, she's just the one that you wanna hit cause you've been watching too many music videos and she look like one of those vixens. That's usually the case. But I guess I got older and I realized, like, if a chick is pretty and she genuinely care about you You might want to invest in that card. But it still comes down to you being attracted to a person. Because people can hang out with people they're not really attracted to. Like, I don't care. Like, I seen one chick. I don't care. She can lie to people and say she was 100% level. I think that's a goddamn lie. Because this dude looked like he was about a heart attack away from one step walking. His heart would have burst. It was too much movement. And it's like, what's the motive behind this? It's like, I don't even know sometimes. Some people got some sick motives, man. Got some sick motives. Like, honestly, I'm more freaked out with a person being with a person who they can't have sex with. Like, that is weird. Like, you can't be intimate with that person. Like, I know people are gonna argue differently, but like, I don't care what you say. Sex is a very intimate thing. It's something you do with someone you trust. Something you do that you do you would care about. Which I think is a huge problem with this culture now. Which is why there's a lot of, accusations and statements about, sexual experience being horrible. It's because people just fucking. You know, like one-night stands. Like, back in the day, one-night stands, people just like, one-night stand. Fuck this person, you never see them again. Which is bad, because it's how STDs spread out and people get pregnant. I say this generation is a lot more safer with contraception. Not with STD prevention, because STDs are still a problem in this country. It'll probably go away once motherfuckers stop having sex, which will probably be around the corner sooner or later, because motherfuckers are scared to talk to one another, which is really weird to me. I think it's because people aren't educated on a lot of things, so they let fear get in the way. They're like, oh, I can do this without this, I can do this without that, but that's not the case. And I would just say, there's nothing wrong with sex with a person, but you gotta trust people. And honestly, that means not fucking everybody that looks fucking good. Especially if you can't control the situation. Like if you know what you're getting yourself into, and you're I feel safe with this person. That means you literally gotta feel 100% safe with this person. Like, if it gets weird, it gets a little inch weird to you. But like, yeah, it's a little weird. You gotta go. Or you can look past it. You fuck a dude. But it comes down to your decision. It comes down to your decision to be there at that moment. And honestly, you can't renege on it. You let motherfucker get in, and you let him pump for 30 minutes. Then you want to say, I don't know. Let's stop. Like, he about to bust a nut. That's rude. I mean, it's probably in his best interest to stop, because you don't want that rape case. Not that I have one. I don't think no dude wants a rape case. But you just left Blue Balls. And now you just know, fuck this bitch. I'll never see your ass again. All right, just be glad you can't post your ass on Facebook and be like, yeah, this bad pussy. But let's just glad that isn't happening. I don't know. Maybe it is. I'm not really into social media like that. I don't know what's going on. It could be. That's what Snapchat is for. But yeah, it comes down to trust. People need to trust, and I think the problem is people don't trust. There's a lot of fear mongering going on in our culture. Like, be scared of these people, be scared of that person, be scared of this, rather than give a person the benefit of the doubt, because we all been in the same position, because we all been through things. So it's like, give this person the benefit of the doubt. And it might not be in your favor. But I think the one thing that really pisses me off a lot is when people compare themselves to a situation that they never been in. And that's what they use as knowledge to keep themselves from experiencing life. I think that's one of the most disturbing things. Honestly, I feel about my generation, the more I come across people that are honestly older than me, or even within the same age as me, and younger, is that they have that mindset. They're scared before they even try. And I think, honestly, that people are pushing that as being normal. they're pushing people to be, I mean, I hate to use this word, but as cowards. It's okay to be scared. You don't have to do it. And that's right, you don't have to do anything in life. But that just limits you. That limits your ability to progress happily. It limits your ability to progress happily. And I think we all have the same goal in life, regardless of anybody will tell you differently, but everybody wants to be happy. Some people happiness is seeing other people's miserable. There's some fucked up people like that, you know? But some people happiness is seeing others happy and seeing other people fail. It brings them something. And it comes down from a deeper issue within their personal life. Some stuff that they haven't solved or even confronted. But that's reality. And everyone has issues, but some people are stronger than that. And I was talking to a friend earlier, and they said, they told me something that, you know, just because your situation, you went through, you saw that you went through a situation and you solved it better than this person, doesn't make that better than you. And I want to argue and say I disagree, because it's not about being better than a person, but if you have been through something, and that, let's say that there's a mountain right in front of you, and there's food on the other side, and you have to get the food over there. There's no food where you're at, and there's 10 of you right there, 10 of you, and you're like, what should we do? And let's say you're telling everybody, like, hey, let's climb this wall. And the 9 are saying, nah, I don't think that's safe. You're insane. You're crazy. You'll fail and everything. And you just take what's ever in you and you climb that wall. You climb the wall. Now, that doesn't mean that you're better than them. But what makes you better is that when you climb the wall and you get across, and no one else attempts to climb the wall. And let's say you can see them. No one still attempts to climb the wall. They have allowed fear to conquer them. And honestly, that if you can conquer your fear, that makes you better than another person. If you can conquer your fear to push you to another level of progressing yourself, of course that makes you better than another person. What makes you not better than another person is not wanting other people to get to that level. But most people that have progressed, that have overcome their fear, they want everyone else to overcome it as well. Well, it was nice talking to you guys. Let me know what you think about the show. And I'll still give you my 2 cents. All right, have a good night. Hello everyone, it's another episode presented by your boy, Travis Torrance. I guess today's topic is it's always a whole bunch of things we can talk about. I guess like the one thing that gets my mind is about like love. You know, St. Patrick's Day, people out getting drunk, trying to fuck. I can say fuck on it, right? Trying to have sex with another person that they find attractive. And I got an Instagram account, and like I follow a couple people, and the one thing that kills me a lot of times when I look at that stuff, like they always post some like, why can't I find this type of love, why can't I get this type of love? And then like, you know, some dudes will ask questions. They'll be like, you know, what are you doing wrong, you know, it's out there. And the first thing they respond with is the most pessimistic shit ever. I'm rambling like I'm drunk. I'm just really high. most negative shit I ever seen. Alright? And it's that why I do this? I meet a different guy every week, but they never stay around. And to be honest, a lot of questions with that. It's like, you meet a dude every week? Are you meeting these dudes in the same spot? Or what's the case? What's going on? Like, what you doing? Like, how you mean a dude every week and it ain't lasting. Obviously something is being done wrong here. You know, that's what's killing me. And then I think it's another thing we need to talk about. Like this is the year of the big girls, BBW. But I think we need to establish something. BBW doesn't mean the same to every individual. Yeah, BBW does not mean the same to every individual. Like, it doesn't. It doesn't. It comes back down to beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And the way you represent yourself is going to make people look at you a certain way, whether that's negative or positive. And I feel there's more of opportunity when you look at yourself in a positive image, others will reflect on that. Like your positivity will reflect onto others. And they'd be like, oh, this person, look at the way this person walks. Look at the way this person like is genuinely happy. There's nothing wrong with smiling. There's nothing wrong with smiling. Like, I don't care if there's people that's gonna tell you, like, I don't need to smile for anybody. That means they got some fucking issues. All right, there's nothing wrong with smiling. You don't have to smile all the time, but there's nothing wrong with smiling. Smiling is a compliment. It's a compliment not only towards you, but to society. And granted, there's a lot of things not to smile about with the world the way it is. But let's be real here. You're not doing anything to change that. Most people aren't. Majority of people aren't. The few that are, they're doing it. And a lot of times there's a motive to why they're doing it. Everybody has an agenda. You just got to make sure that agenda falls in line with yours. But there's nothing wrong with being positive. And I think a lot of times with these girls who are having issues with love, it's like, and I can't talk for everybody. I can only talk for myself. From my position of when I was younger, not like I'm old, but when I was young and I was dating, you know, I had a genuine idea of romance. I was very romantic. Like, I'd be meeting girls, like taking them to bars, like taking them like what I thought was romantic to do. And 9 out of 10, you know, didn't necessarily always go my way. You know, a lot of times the dude who was confident in his ability and didn't spend money got the girl. And that leaves a little bitter taste on certain individuals. It does. It makes a lot of guys. Honestly, it's what makes guys turn into dogs. Because when guys see that dogs are winning, it's like, why should I still be a nice guy? I mean, granted, there are some nice guys that win, but I look like this: the nice guy who has like who you think is winning, like you look like his woman is saying this or doing that. I promise you, there's a catch to it. There's always a catch. There's always a catch. Like guys who got a woman that walks all over them, or who punks them, or he says like she's a strong, independent woman, or anything like that. It's the same as women who got like certain guys that I look at like it's demeaning characteristics, like you demeaning your partner. There's people that do that. You do that. And they'll say like, oh no, that's not them demeaning me. Like, you would think it's demeaning, but it's really just them being strong, as they would say. And there's a catch to it. It's always a catch to it. Like to each individual, however they live life. But you know, I have to live my life the way I want to. And I go by what I've seen and how I respond, how things have been responded. But I guess I have to get back to the point of with love and everything, like it really comes down to physical appearance. It really does. Like, if you're attracted to this guy, and let's say like you can be a bigger girl, you can be a really, really skinny girl. If he's not attracted to you, that's like, if he's not, he can still be like attracted to you sexually. Like, oh, I can do this in this space. And honestly, it's kind of weird because, like, if they can do that in that space, it's like their comfort zone. Like, I can do this. This is my comfort zone. I can do this. Like a, like, safe space kind of mindset. I can do this in my safe space. But he didn't want everybody in the public to see it, because it brings in more questions, it brings in more stares, and it brings in a mindset towards it. Because it brings up to, like, what's this mindset of himself? How highly does he think of himself to where he doesn't want to be seen with you out in public? And that brings in a problem, you know. That can make people feel uncomfortable, you know. But it also brings in another question to me. I always wanted this. How long can a guy do that? How long can a guy go out with a girl to where she's okay not being seen in public with him? Like, how long? And that always bugged me a lot of times. Like if you talk to a person, and it's not just guys. Girls have the same thing. I'm pretty sure girls got it too. They got some dude, or they got something. That they can, you know, like, this is my playful plaything, keep it on the wraps, you know. It's some good dick, there's some good pussy, you know. It's everyone has their little thing, you know. I'm pretty sure guys who are into guys have that kind of thing too, you know. I don't want nobody to see me with this person. But it's like, how long can you get away with that, you know? Like, some people can accept it, like, oh, this is what it is, I accept it for that. But for others, you know, like how do they deal with that? And I guess that's something I always go into, because I can't think for everybody else. We all can't think for each other. We can try to persuade others to be on our side, because we're like-minded. But everyone is an individual. Everyone thinks differently. And we look at others as goals. We look at another's experience or life. We judge it and we reflect on it. That's something that we want too. So I guess, like, I would say, like, if you're having a problem with love, look at what you want and see if, I won't even say if, because you would need to change something. Like, if you're not getting something in your response, there's something you need to change. If there's a type of guy you want and you're not getting that, you're not getting him to stick around, and let's say you are a bigger person, you need to lose weight. Because if he thinks of himself a certain way, he will leave you for the next thing that he thinks is better for him, lustful-wise. Because lust is very powerful. I always say this to everybody. And this is the one thing I believe. Relationships are 70% sex and 30% everything else. Now, the 70% sex is everything sexual regarding you and that person. How you look, how you respond, how you talk to them, how you make them feel about themselves. Like I said, you can be a big girl and a guy can be madly in love with you. But if you don't have that confidence about it, he is not going to see, he's not going to respond to it. And he will respond to it, but it's not going to be the way that you want. It's not. And it's going to lead to infidelity. It's going to lead to short-term relationships. And that's really what it is. That's what happens. You got to believe in yourself. You believe in yourself, you're going to eat healthier. It'll change your life, to change your body. And you'll get the person you want. Like, you got to cut shit out. Cut McDonald's, Burger King, Krispy Kreme, Starbucks. I know a lot of you motherfuckers eat Starbucks. Drink Starbucks. You got to cut that shit out too. You got to. And once you change things in your life, you'll start seeing the difference in how things are coming towards you. I know they I've been hearing a lot of times people saying they pushing towards where men can't approach women or anything. And I don't necessarily think that's true. I think that's just certain parts of the country culture-wise. Because I'm pretty sure people still hit on people. It's just that, like, I think it comes down to, like, how badly you want it. How sexually are you attracted to the person to hit on them, to say something? And rejection is a factor. You know, a lot of people are scared of rejection. But you got to get over that shit. Like, women, you can hit on men. There's nothing wrong with hitting on men. Think about it. If someone tells you that you shouldn't hit on men, just look at them. Look at what they got. Because a lot of times people that tell you that you shouldn't do something, they're not doing good themselves. So that's the last person you should listen to. Like seriously. But women, you can hit on men. There's nothing wrong with hitting on men. Honestly, women, you have an 80% higher chance of getting with that guy than the opposite. Because that guy is more nervous to hit on you because of rejection and how you may come across it. But he's not going to feel that way if you approach him. He's not. He's not going to feel that way. Like, you approach a guy, they're going to be smiling like, oh, man, that girl hit on me. So you going to call her? Yeah, maybe. I mean, girls do the same thing. Yeah, maybe. I might not. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how girls think, but I'm pretty sure the same mindset, same thought process. You know, we all pick and choose, you know, on what we want. Like, you meet this guy, you meet two guys the same night, you're going to pick and choose which one you want. Just find out, you know, one didn't last. I seen it before, though. I seen it before with friends and their dating experience where one girl, you know, you got a plan. Because we all been in that situation, I believe. We all been in that situation where, like, you're supposed to meet up with a girl. And shit, you were excited for that day, but it didn't plan out. And you're like, yo, what the fuck happened? And it's crazy because back then you wouldn't trip off because, like, you know, anything could happen. You could have gotten a car accident, family emergency. The courtesy is to call that person and let them know that, hey, something came up. But a lot of times that doesn't happen. And social media lets you know what really happened. That they got back with a person and they hooked up with this person. And that turns to a little bit of stalkerish, yeah, whatever you say. Look, stalking to me is like you actually know a motherfucker and you watching that motherfucker. Yeah. So it still comes down to I forgot what I was talking about. Yeah, I forgot what I was talking about, guy. Interrupted. But I believe I was on the subject of changing who you are to get what you need, and that's something you have to do. And it comes down to confidence. You gotta believe in yourself, and you'll get what you want. You'll get what you want. Like, seriously. Oh yeah, I know what I was talking about. Yeah. So, like, and you know, social media allows that to you see that. You see what happened on social media. Now, this person got back with person. Now, don't take that as like, oh, there's no hope for love. Take that as knowledge and learning into the strategy. That way, like, you can assess what a person's about to do. You know? I've done it plenty of times where you're supposed to hang out with one chick, and one chick you really want call you up, like, oh shit, fuck yeah. And it's like, I gotta come up with something. I'm like, I'm sick. But they always throw it in, like, do you want some soup? Like, I feel like when a girl do that, like, damn, this might be the one. Because the other chick, usually the chick you really want ain't gonna be the one to do no shit like that. It's usually, she's just the one that you wanna hit because you've been watching too many music videos and she look like one of those vixens. That's usually the case. But I guess I got older and I realized, like, if a chick is pretty and she genuinely care about you, you might want to invest in that card. But it still comes down to you being attracted to a person. Because people can hang out with people they're not really attracted to. Like, I don't care. Like, I seen one chick. I don't care. She can lie to people and say she was 100% level. I think that's a goddamn lie. Because this dude, like, he was about a heart attack away from one step walking. His heart would have burst. That was too much movement. And it's like, what's the motive behind this? It's like, I don't even know sometimes. Some people got some sick motives, man. Got some sick motives. Like, honestly, I'm more freaked out with a person being with a person who they can't have sex with. Like, that is weird. Like, you can't be intimate with that person. Like, I know people are gonna argue differently, but, like, I don't care what you say. Sex is a very intimate thing. It's something you do with someone you trust. Something you do that you would care about. Which I think is a huge problem with this culture now, which is why there's a lot of you know, accusations and statements about, you know, sexual experience being horrible. It's because people just fucking, you know, like one night stands. Like, back in the day, one night stands, people just like one night stand, fuck this person, you never see them again, which is bad because it's how STDs spread out and people get pregnant. I say this generation is a lot more safer with contraception, not with STD prevention, because STDs are still a problem in this country. It'll probably go away once motherfuckers stop having sex, which will probably be around the corner sooner or later, because motherfuckers are scared to talk to one another, which is really weird to me. I think it's because people aren't educated on a lot of things. So they let fear get in the way. They're like, oh, I can do this without this, I can do this without that. But that's not the case. And I would just say, you know, like, there's nothing wrong with sex with a person, you know, but you gotta trust people. And honestly, that means not fucking everybody that looks fucking good. Especially if you know you can't control the situation. Like if you know what you're getting yourself into, and you're like, well, you know, I feel safe with this person. That means you literally got to feel 100% safe with this person. Like, if it gets weird, it gets a little inch weird to you, but like, yeah, it's a little weird. You got to go. Or you can look past it, you know, you fucking do. But it comes down to your decision. It comes down to your decision to be there at that moment. And honestly, you can't renege on it, you know. You let motherfucker get in, and you let them pump for 30 minutes. Then you want to say, I don't know, let's stop. Like, he about to bust a nut. That's rude. I mean, it's probably in his best interest to stop, because you don't want that rape case. Not that I have one. I don't think no dude wants a rape case. But you just left Blue Balls. And now you just know, like, fuck this bitch. I'll never see your ass again. All right, just be glad you can't post your ass on Facebook and be like, yeah, this bad pussy. But let's just glad that isn't happening. I don't know, maybe it is. I'm not really into social media like that. I don't know what's going on. It could be. I mean, that's what Snapchat is for. But yeah, it comes down to trust. People need to trust. And I think the problem is people don't trust. There's a lot of fear mongering going on in our culture. Like, be scared of these people, be scared of that person. You know, be scared of this. Rather than like, you know, give a person the benefit of the doubt. You know, because we all been in the same position. We all been through things. So it's like, give this person the benefit of the doubt, and it might not be in your favor. But I think the one thing that really pisses me off a lot is when people compare themselves to a situation that they never been in, and that's what they use as knowledge to keep themselves from experiencing life. I think that's one of the most disturbing things. Honestly, I feel about my generation, the more I come across people that are honestly older than me, or even within the same age as me, and younger, is that they have that mindset. They're scared before they even try. And I think, honestly, that people are pushing that as being normal. They're pushing people to be, I mean, I hate to use this word, but as cowards. It's okay to be scared. You don't have to do it. And that's right, you don't have to do anything in life. But that just limits you. That limits your ability to progress happily. It limits your ability to progress happily. And I think we all have the same goal in life, regardless of anybody will tell you differently, but everybody wants to be happy. Some people happiness is seeing other people's miserable. There's some fucked up people like that, you know? But some people happiness is seeing others happy and seeing other people fail. It brings them something. And it comes down from a deeper issue within their personal life. Some stuff that they haven't solved or even confronted, but that's reality. And everyone has issues, but some people are stronger than that. And I was talking to a friend earlier, and they said they told me something that, you know, just because your situation, you went through a situation and you solved it better than this person, doesn't make that better than you. And I want to argue and say I disagree, because it's not about being better than a person, but if you have been through something, and let's say that there's a mountain right in front of you, and there's food on the other side, and you have to get the food over there. There's no food where you're at, and there's 10 of you, 10 of you right there, 10 of you, and you're like, what should we do? And let's say you're telling everybody, like, hey, let's climb this wall. And the 9 are saying, nah, I don't think that's safe. You're insane. You're crazy. You'll fail and everything. And you just take what's ever in you and you climb that wall. You climb the wall. Now, that doesn't mean that you're better than them. But what makes you better is that when you climb the wall and you get across, and no one else attempts to climb a wall. And let's say you can see them. No one still attempts to climb a wall. They have allowed fear to conquer them. And honestly, that if you can conquer your fear, that makes you better than another person. If you can conquer your fear to push you to another level of progressing yourself, of course that makes you better than another person. What makes you not better than another person is not wanting other people to get to that level. But most people that have progressed, that have overcome their fear, they want everyone else to overcome it as well. Well, it was nice talking to you guys. Let me know what you think about the show. And I'll still give you my 2 cents. All right, have a good night. Hello everyone, it's another episode presented by your boy, Travis Torrance. I guess today's topic is it's always a whole bunch of things we can talk about. I guess like the one thing that gets my mind is about like love. You know, St. Patrick's Day, people out getting drunk, trying to fuck. I can say fuck on it, right? Trying to have sex with another person that they find attractive. And I got an Instagram account, and like I follow a couple people, and the one thing that kills me a lot of times when I look at that stuff, like they're always posting like, why can't I find this type of love, why can't I get this type of love? And then like, you know, some dudes will ask questions. They'll be like, you know, what are you doing wrong, you know, it's out there. And the first thing they respond with is the most pessimistic shit ever. I'm rambling like I'm drunk. I'm just really high. most negative shit I ever seen. Alright? And it's that, why do this? I meet a different guy every week, but they never stay around. And to be honest, a lot of questions with that. It's like, you meet a dude every week? Are you meeting these dudes in the same spot? Or what's the case? What's going on? Like, what you doing? Like, how you mean a dude every week and ain't lasting? Obviously, something is being done wrong here. You know, that's what's killing me. And then I think it's another thing we need to talk about. Like this is the year of the big girls. BBW, but I think we need to establish something. BBW doesn't mean the same to every individual. Yeah, BBW does not mean the same to every individual. Like, it doesn't. It doesn't. Every it comes back down to beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and the way you represent yourself, it's going to make people look at you a certain way, whether that's negative or positive. And I feel there's more of opportunity when you look at yourself in a positive image, others will reflect on that. Like your positivity will reflect onto others. And they'll be like, oh, this person, look at the way this person walks. Look at the way this person like is genuinely happy. There's nothing wrong with smiling. Like, I don't care if there's people that's going to tell you, like, I don't need a smile for anybody. That means they got some fucking issues, all right? There's nothing wrong with smiling. You don't have to smile all the time, But there's nothing wrong with smiling. Smiling is a compliment. It's a compliment not only towards you, but to society. And granted, there's a lot of things not to smile about with the world the way it is. But let's be real here. You're not doing anything to change that. Most people aren't. Majority of people aren't. The few that are, they're doing it. And a lot of times there's a motive to why they're doing it. Everybody has an agenda. You just got to make sure that agenda falls in line with yours. But there's nothing wrong with being positive. And I think a lot of times with these girls who are having issues with love, it's like, and I can't talk for everybody. I can only talk for myself, from my position of love. When I was younger, not like I'm old, but when I was young and I was dating, you know, I had a genuine idea of romance. I was very romantic. Like, I'll be meeting girls, like taking them to bars, like taking them like what I thought was romantic to do. And 9 out of 10, you know, didn't necessarily always go my way. You know, a lot of times the dude who was confident in his ability and didn't spend money got the girl. And that leaves a little bitter taste on certain individuals. It does. It makes a lot of guys. Honestly, it's what makes guys turn into dogs. Because when guys see that dogs are winning, it's like, why should I still be a nice guy? I mean, granted, there are some nice guys that win, but I look at it like this. The nice guy who has, like, who you think is winning, like, his woman is saying this or doing that, I promise you, there's a catch to it. There's always a catch. Like guys who got a woman that walks all over them, or who punks them, or he says, like, she's a strong, independent woman, or anything like that. It's the same as women who got, like, certain guys that I look at, like, it's demeaning characteristics, like, you demeaning your partner. There's people that do that. And they'll say, like, oh no, that's not them demeaning me. Like, you would think it's demeaning, but it's really just them being strong, as they would say. And there's a catch to it. It's always a catch to it. To each individual, however they live life. But, you know, I have to live my life the way I want to, and I go by what I've seen and how things have been responding. But I guess I have to get back to the point of, with love and everything, like, it really comes down to physical appearance. It really does. Like, if you're attracted to this guy, and let's say, like, you can be a bigger girl, you can be a really, really skinny girl, if he's not attracted to you, that's like, if he's not, he can still be, like, attracted to you sexually, like oh, I can do this in this space. And honestly, it's kind of weird, because, like, if they can do that in that space, it's like their comfort zone. Like, I can do this. This is my comfort zone. I can do this. Like a, like, safe space kind of mindset. I can do this in my safe space. But he didn't want everybody in the public to see it, because it brings in more questions. It brings in more stares. And it brings in a mindset towards it. Because it brings up to, like, what's this mindset of himself? How highly does he think of himself to where he doesn't want to be seen with you out in public? And that brings in a problem, you know. That can make people feel uncomfortable, you know. But it also brings in another question to me. I always wanted this. How long can a guy do that? How long can a guy go out with a girl to where she's okay not being seen in public with him? Like, how long? And that always bugged me a lot of times. Like, if you talk to a person, and it's not just guys, girls have the same thing. Girls got it. I'm pretty sure girls got it too. They got some dude, or they got something that they can, you know, like, this is my plaything. Keep it on the wraps. You know, it's some good dick. There's some good pussy. You know, it's everyone has their little thing. You know, I'm pretty sure guys who are into guys have that kind of thing too. You know, I don't want nobody to see me with this person, but it's like, how long can you get away with that? You know, like, some people can accept it, like, oh, this is what it is, I accept it for that. But for others, you know, like how do they deal with that? And I guess that's something I always question, because I can't think for everybody else. We all can't think for each other. We can try to persuade others to be on our side because we're like-minded. But everyone is an individual. Everyone thinks differently. And we look at others as goals. We look at another's experience or life. We judge it and we reflect on it. That's something that we want too. So I guess, like, I would say, like, if you're having a problem with love, look at what you want and see if, I won't even say if, because you would need to change something. Like, if you're not getting something in your response, there's something you need to change. If there's a type of guy you want and you're not getting that, you're not getting him to stick around, and let's say you are a bigger person, you need to lose weight. Because if he thinks of himself a certain way, he will leave you for the next thing that he thinks is better for him, lustful-wise. Because lust is very powerful. I always say this to everybody. And this is the one thing I believe. Relationships are 70% sex and 30% everything else. Now, the 70% sex is everything sexual regarding you and that person. How you look, how you respond, how you talk to them, how you make them feel about themselves. Like I said, you can be a big girl and the guy can be madly in love with you. But if you don't have that confidence about it, he is not going to see. He's not going to respond to it. And he will respond to it, but it's not going to be the way that you want. It's not. And it's going to lead to infidelity. It's going to lead to short-term relationships. And that's really what it is. That's what really what happens. You got to believe in yourself. You believe in yourself. You're going to eat healthier. You'll change your life to change your body. And you'll get the person you want. Like, you got to cut shit out. Cut McDonald's, Burger King, Krispy Kreme, Starbucks. I know a lot of you motherfuckers eat Starbucks. Drink Starbucks. You got to cut that shit out too. You got to. And once you change things in your life, you'll start seeing the difference in how things are coming towards you. I know they I've been hearing a lot of times people saying they pushing towards where men can't approach women or anything. And I don't necessarily think that's true. I think that's just a certain parts of the country culture wise. Because I'm pretty sure people still hit on people. It's just that, like, I think it comes down to, like, how badly you want it. How sexually are you attracted to the person to hit on them, to say something. And rejection is a factor. You know, a lot of people are scared of rejection. But you got to get over that shit. Like, women, you can hit on men. There's nothing wrong with hitting on men. Think about it. If someone tells you that you shouldn't hit on men, just look at them. Look at what they got. Because a lot of times people that tell you that you shouldn't do something, they're not doing good themselves. So that's the last person you should listen to. Like seriously. But women, you can hit on men. There's nothing wrong with hitting on men. Honestly, women, you have an 80% higher chance of getting with that guy than the opposite. Because that guy is more nervous to hit on you because of rejection and how you may come across it. But he's not going to feel that way if you approach him. He's not. He's not going to feel that way. Like, you approach a guy, they're going to be smiling like, oh man, that girl hit on me. So you going to call her? Yeah, maybe. I mean, girls do the same thing. Yeah, maybe. I might not. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how girls think, but I'm pretty sure the same mindset, same thought process. You know, we all pick and choose, you know, on what we want. Like, you meet this guy, you meet two guys the same night, you're going to pick and choose which one you want. Just find out, you know, one didn't last. I seen it before, though. I seen it before with friends and their dating experience where one girl, you know, you got a plan. Because we all been in that situation, I believe. We all been in that situation where, like, you're supposed to meet up with a girl. And shit, you were excited for that day, but it didn't plan out. And you're like, yo, what the fuck happened? And it's crazy because back then you wouldn't trip off because, like, you know, anything could happen. You could have gotten a car accident, family emergency. The courtesy is to call that person and let them know that, hey, something came up. But a lot of times that doesn't happen. And social media lets you know what really happened. That they got back with a person and they hooked up with this person. And that turns to a little bit of stalkerish. Yeah, whatever you say. Look, stalking to me is like you actually know a motherfucker and you watching that motherfucker. Yeah. So, it still comes down to, geez, I forgot what I was talking about. Yeah, I forgot what I was talking about. I got interrupted. But, I believe I was on the subject of changing who you are to get what you need. And that's something you have to do. And it comes down to confidence. You gotta believe in yourself. And you'll get what you want. You'll get what you want. Like, seriously. Oh, yeah, I know what I was talking about. Yeah, so, like, and, you know, social media allows that to, you see that. You see what happened on social media. This person got back with person. Now, don't take that as like, oh, there's no hope for love. Take that as knowledge and learning into the strategy. That way, like, you can assess what a person's about to do. You know? I've done it plenty of times where you supposed to hang out with one chick, and one chick you really want call you up, like, oh, shit, fuck yeah. And it's like, I got to come up with something. I'm like, I'm sick. But they always throw it in, like, do you want some soup? Like, I feel like when a girl do that, like, damn, this might be the one. Because the other chick, usually the chick you really want ain't going to be the one to do no shit like that. It's usually, she's just the one that you want to hit because you've been watching too many music videos and she look like one of those vixens. That's usually the case. But I guess I got older and I realized, like, and a chick is pretty and she genuinely care about you, you might want to invest in that card. But it still comes down to you being attracted to a person. Because people can hang out with people they're not really attracted to. Like, I don't care. Like, I seen one chick. I don't care. She can lie to people and say she was 100% level. I think that's a goddamn lie. Because this dude, like, he was about a heart attack away from one step walking. His heart would have burst. It was too much movement. And it's like, what's the motive behind this? It's like, I don't even know sometimes. Some people got some sick motives, man. Got some sick motives. Like, honestly, I'm more freaked out with a person being with a person who they can't have sex with. Like, that is weird. Like, you can't be intimate with that person. Like, I know people are gonna argue differently, but, like, I don't care what you say. Sex is a very intimate thing. It's something you do with someone you trust. Something you do that you do you would care about. Which I think is a huge problem with this culture now. Which is why there's a lot of, you know, accusations and statements about, you know, sexual experience being horrible. It's because people just fucking. You know, like one night stands. Like, back in the day, one night stands, people just like, one night stand. Fuck this person, you never see them again. Which is bad, because it's how STDs spread out and people get pregnant. I say this generation is a lot more safer with contraception. Not with STD prevention, because STDs are still a problem in this country. It'll probably go away once motherfuckers stop having sex, which probably around the corner sooner or later, because motherfuckers are scared to talk to one another, which is really weird to me. I think it's because people aren't educated on a lot of things, so they let fear get in the way. They're like, oh, I can do this without this, I can do this without that, but that's not the case. And I would just say, you know, like, there's nothing wrong with sex with the person, you know, but you gotta trust people. And honestly, that means not fucking everybody that looks fucking good. Especially if you know you can't control the situation. Like if you know what you're getting yourself into, and you're like, well, you know, I feel safe with this person. That means you literally got to feel 100% safe with this person. Like, if it gets weird, it gets a little inch weird to you, you be like, yeah, it's a little weird. You got to go. Or you can look past it, you know, you fucking do it. But it comes down to your decision. It comes down to your decision to be there at that moment. And honestly, you can't renege on it, you know. You let motherfucker get in and you let them pump for 30 minutes. Then you want to say, I don't know, let's stop. Like, he about to bust a nut. That's rude. I mean, it's probably in his best interest to stop because you don't want the rape case. Not that I have one. I don't think no dude wants a rape case. But you just left Blue Balls. And now you just know, like, eh, fuck this bitch. I'll never see your ass again. All right, just be glad you can't post your ass on Facebook and be like, yeah, this bad pussy. But let's just glad that isn't happening. I don't know. Maybe it is. I'm not really into social media like that. I don't know what's going on. It could be. I mean, that's what Snapchat is for. But yeah, it comes down to trust. People need to trust, and I think the problem is people don't trust. There's a lot of fear mongering going on in our culture. Like, be scared of these people, be scared of that person, you know, be scared of this, rather than like you know, give a person the benefit of the doubt, you know, because we all been in the same position, because we all been through things. So it's like, give this person the benefit of the doubt. And it might not be in your favor. But I think the one thing that really pisses me off a lot is when people compare themselves to a situation that they never been in. And that's what they use as knowledge to keep themselves from experiencing life. I think that's one of the most disturbing things. Honestly, I feel about my generation more. I come across people that are honestly older than me, or even within the same age as me, or and younger, is that they have that mindset. They're scared before they even try, and I think honestly that people are pushing that as being normal. They're pushing people to be, I mean, I hate to use this word, but as cowards. It's okay to be scared. You don't have to do it. And that's right, you don't have to do anything in life. But that just limits you. That limits your ability to progress happily. It limits your ability to progress happily. And I think we all have the same goal in life, regardless of anybody will tell you differently, but everybody wants to be happy. Some people happiness is seeing other people's miserable. There's some fucked up people like that, you know? But some people happiness is seeing others happy and seeing other people fail. It brings them something. And it comes down from a deeper issue within their personal life. Some stuff that they haven't solved or even confronted. But that's reality. And everyone has issues, but some people are stronger than that. And I was talking to a friend earlier, and they said, they told me something that, you know, just because your situation, you went through a situation and you solved it better than this person, doesn't make that better than you. And I want to argue and say I disagree, because it's not about being better than a person. But if you have been through something, and that, let's say that there's a mountain right in front of you, and there's food on the other side, and you have to get the food over there. There's no food where you're at. And there's 10 of you. 10 of you right there. 10 of you. And you're like, what should we do? And let's say you're telling everybody, like, hey, let's climb this wall. And the 9 are saying, nah, I don't think that's safe. You're insane. You're crazy. You'll fail and everything. And you just take what's ever in you and you climb that wall. You climb the wall. Now, that doesn't mean that you're better than them. But what makes you better is that when you climb the wall and you get across, and no one else attempts to climb the wall. And let's say you can see them. No one still attempts to climb the wall. They have allowed fear to conquer them. And honestly, that if you can conquer your fear, that makes you better than another person. If you can conquer your fear to push you to another level of progressing yourself, of course that makes you better than another person. What makes you not better than another person is not wanting other people to get to that level. But most people that are They have progressed. They have overcome their fear. They want everyone else to overcome it as well. Well, it was nice talking to you guys. Let me know what you think about the show. And I'll still give you my 2 cents. All right. Have a good night.